The importance of market diversification was a major theme at the U.S. Meat Export Federation's virtual spring conference. USMEF Chair Pat Binger addressed members on this topic, and his observations are in this USMEF report.
It was not so long ago that USMEF's international staff was heavily concentrated in top markets. But with evolving demographics and improvements in market access in areas such as Central and South America, and with Southeast Asia achieving dramatic economic growth, USMEF added significant resources with the goal of diversifying our export destinations and capitalizing on new growth opportunities. This foresight is now paying tremendous dividends. Central America has developed into one of our most reliable destinations for U.S. pork and a promising market for U.S. beef and lamb. In South America, free trade agreements and an expanded staff presence helped grow exports to Colombia, Chile, and Peru, and we are gradually making progress in other South American markets. Well before African swine fever made Southeast Asia a hotspot for the world's pork exporters, USMEF expanded its presence to include staff members based in the Philippines and Vietnam. This has proven especially valuable over the past 2 years as setbacks in domestic pork production prompted buyers in the region to diversify their supplies. USMEF also added its first ever Africa-based representative nearly 2 years ago. So far, the increased export volumes have mostly been beef liver and other beef variety meats, but there is opportunity for export growth in beef and pork muscle cuts and pork variety meats as well. Importantly, the effort to identify and develop emerging markets has not detracted from well-established destinations such as Japan, Korea, and Mexico, but we know that there will always be twists and turns in our leading markets, which makes diversification extremely important.
For more on the USMEF Spring Conference, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.